Learning your manager was quick to praise the whole team, so let's do that first of all. That was a good afternoon, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think we know that Swindon are a good passing side, so we had to get our distances right. We had to press when we needed to, and yeah, I think the whole team done really well, and we got a 3 points, so it's all good.
You enjoyed yourself though, didn't you? Two outstanding goals, two very different goals. Can you talk me through them both?
Yeah, the first one it was good pressing from the whole team, and I've read the defender, he's tried to pass it back, and I've just seen the goalkeeper off his line and tried my luck, and he's gone in. And yeah, the second one was a good pass from Kevin Toner, and I've seen the keeper running towards it, so I had to get a little nick on it, and it's gone in off the post, I think. So yeah, it's my first brace in the Football League, so yeah, I'm proud of it.
Well, I think you're downplaying them somewhat. They were very magnificent technique, though, for that second goal. The way you sort of plucked it out of the air, we described it as Dennis Bergkamp-esque.
Okay. Yeah, it was a good goal. I think the pass made the goal, but yeah, I'm just glad to score 2 goals and win the game.
Is that the sort of thing you do in training in Essington every week? Is that the sort of thing that those sort of goals that your squad have seen from you all the time, and now, the public are seeing it?
I think I've tried to shoot from the halfway line two or three times, and I've hit them over. So one was going to go in eventually, and today went in. So yeah, I don't practice them. It's just I think I've got it in the locker, and I just try, my luck, and today it paid off.
You mentioned it was your first brace. I was going to ask you if you've ever scored a Football League hat trick. No would obviously be the answer, but you came very, very close. Kieran Morris, that was an unselfish square ball to him, wasn't it? And then the goalkeeper making an outstanding save from your volley.
Yeah, I think I should have shot now. No, yeah. No, yeah, he was on my right foot. I thought Kieran was in a better position, and he's hit over. But yeah, and the other one, Laird's done well down the left wing. He's cut it back, and I've swung it with my right foot, and the keeper's made a good save. So yeah, I'm just trying my luck, trying to get as many goals as possible.
What's very evident now, I'm seeing from you out on the pitch, is just how much confidence you're all playing with now. It's really oozing out of the squad at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we've changed our formation a bit, and I don't think we've changed the team as much as we were during the beginning of the season. So I think we're just getting used to each other. We know what players are going to do now. We know where we should make our runs, where we should defend, attack. So I think it's just gelling, and we were expecting to play well and get results now.
It's all about consistency, isn't it? A third clean sheet for your defenders, those four staying fairly solid now, and Edwards and Chambers were magnificent as well, just behind you.
Yeah, I'm happy for Joe. Joe's come in, played a midfield. He's always said he's a midfielder. Yeah, him and Skip in midfield, brilliant. Their work rate is, it's immense. And yeah, the defence have been solid, been really solid. And yeah, so it's up to us forward players to score the goals, and we rely on our defenders to keep clean sheets. So we're really happy.
And a word on your manager, who's taken a lot of stick, probably unjustly, in this early part of the season. He'll enjoy his weekend as well, won't he?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we've always said it's going to take time to gel. He's new to the job. We're new to the club. We're new to the system. We're new to how we want to play. Everything was new to everyone, really. And yeah, so we knew that eventually it would pay off, and we'll start playing well and get results. And today showed that. I felt like we were comfortable game. We had times where we had to defend, but I felt like we were just comfortable, and we was always going to win. So I'm just happy for the team.
And the new class is unbeaten now throughout October. You're going on a good little run. Are we starting to see the Walsall FC, what sort of you can do?
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, it just needed time to gel. Obviously, fans, they want instant results, instant performances. But like I said, I think there was 10 new players came in. It takes time, and hopefully we can just carry this on. I think the confidence is there now. We're getting the results, and yeah, we all feel confident.